There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
That is the sound of La Pearl, the Las Vegas-style show down at Habitor City. We were there last night for the launch of MPM, Multiplatform Network. It's a new division of ARN. And of course, we were there doing the usual corporate stuff. But I'm not going to lie, I'm a huge fan of La Pearl. I've seen it several times. Had a behind-the-scenes tour yesterday. And also sat down with the head of sales, Kent Cooper, to ask him, I'll hear the interview now, how do you fill that theatre, 450 shows a year? We don't know exactly how much it cost to develop, but everyone says that those Las Vegas Cirque du Soleil type shows cost at least $100 million to put on, if not more. And I began by asking how, over the past 18 months, the job of selling those tickets to make back the money has gone.
Well, it goes without saying that the Habtour's vision for La Pearl is not a short-term entity. We're here for the long term. As you mentioned, the shows in Vegas are running 10, 15, 20 years. So a permanent resident show is for the city. We are for Dubai, first and foremost. Taking it to the next level, in 18, we shifted into a more tourist market. We are really, as you mentioned, the repeat local clients. Once you see it once or twice, you will bring your friends and relatives back in on occasion, but really we are targeting the tourist. Currently we're doing about 85% of our business comes from the tourist market.
How do you reach them? Because they're coming from far and wide.
Yeah, well, first, it goes back to our partners. You know, DTCM is doing a fantastic job in getting that global footprint. We follow right behind them. We are, in fact, partners with them on that. Emirates Airline is another valuable partner for us. But it also comes back to the hard work that our sales and marketing team does. We are pushing out a digital footprint across, right now, about 26 different countries. So digital is king.
Which of those countries are a king of kings for you?
Well, we follow the traditional hospitality market in Dubai, which is GCC is king, followed closely by the UK, Russia. China is exploding for us. We probably do on average 400 to 500 tickets per night out of China.
You're kidding me.
They understand the shows. They like the shows. They like the imagery. So it's been a perfect fit. India is coming up very quickly for us as well.
Let's talk about pricing. It's not the cheapest thing in the world to do, particularly if you've got a family of four or five or six or seven. How do you tweak and adjust your pricing? You want to be competitive, but everyone knows whatever business you're in, discounting is a dangerous game. It's a constant juggling act you've got to do. How do you do that?
We're constantly tweaking. We are looking for the sweet spot. Again, we're only a year and a half old, so we are still learning about every month, about every holiday. It's really demand pricing. We are shifting into more of a dynamic pricing format where every seat can be a different price. And again, really matching up that digital customer is telling us a lot on what they are willing to buy, when they're going to buy it. So it's listening to that and looking at that data. We have great data coming off, 500,000 tickets purchased so far. We have great data coming off. So it's about mining that and finding the right price point. And there isn't one price point. There could be 75 different price points depending on the market.
Let's talk about the performance. Let's talk about the performers. Because these guys are, many of them are genuinely Olympic athletes, aren't they?
We have an Olympic diver who told us point blank on our tour that he trains harder for La Pearl than he did for the Olympics. A lot of that is because of the attrition, because of the repetition. We do up to 450 shows a year. So these guys have to be in peak physical shape for the long run. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon for them.
What are the things you're doing is breaking into the corporate market now? The show is beginning to be bedded in. You say it's not quite there yet, even after 600 shows, but it has a certain traction now. So you can go after the corporate market. Explain how that works.
Yeah, this hasn't been a surprise for us. that we are able to take the theater as a star in itself, with the technology, with the stage, the waterworks, just the technical know-how that we have with our 75 technicians, and lend that to a corporate event or a government event. It can be something as simple as a keynote speaker to your annual awards. We've done over 6 buyouts this year alone.
Finally, I'm keen to know how you approach competition with other venues in Dubai, and yet working together for Team Dubai. You, like me, have been here 20 years or so. You want Dubai to be a success. Yes, you've got your day job and your sales targets, but there's a bigger Dubai story there. You look at things like Dubai Opera. You look at Bluewater, at Caesar's Palace. How do you all compete, but at the same time, back together for Team Dubai?
Well, it starts in developing Dubai as a destination for live entertainment, and we need more. It's as simple as that. The Opera House is doing a fantastic job on their one-offs. We have La Pearl doing 450 shows consistently night after night. And again, those really speak well to the tourist market. And then the other venues. Looking at the Vegas model, this city alone could support 5 or 6 more permanent resident shows, giving that discerning traveler what they want, which is more choice, more opportunity, something exciting to see and come back for.
That's the voice of Kent Cooper. He's head of sales at La Pearl, talking to me last night at the launch of ARN's new division, the Multi-Platform Network, or MPN.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.